The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul.
FM 107.5 K298CO Minneapolis. 20 years of intelligent talk.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. FBI threats to investigate parents who speak out at school board meetings have sparked a backlash by citizens' rights advocates. Bob Agnew reports.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was quick with a promise to defend parents in his state from intimidation by the FBI. The citizens' rights group Alliance Defending Freedom has now sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland asking he rescind his order to investigate parents as a possible threat. ADF General Counsel Christian Wagner wrote, quote, "Parents expressing concern over critical race theory, gender theory, and COVID-related mandates in public schools do not qualify as domestic terrorists." Wagner notes citizens have the right to express their concern to elected officials with no fear of government punishment for doing so. Bob Agnew reporting.
On Wall Street, the Dow by 102 points, the NASDAQ rose 68, the S&P advanced 17, oil down $1.50 to $77.43 a barrel. This is SRN News.
Patriot traffic from the IneedMoreHair.com traffic center.
In the traffic center on the roads, eastbound side of 94, Fish Lake Interchange to downtown Minneapolis at 15 minutes. Southbound 494 from the Fish Lake Interchange to Highway 212 at 15. On the northbound side of 35, W. Burnsville split to downtown Minneapolis at just over 15 minutes. Southbound 35E starting at downtown St. Paul to the Forest Lake split, it's just over 15 minutes. On the southbound side of 35E from downtown St. Paul to the Burnsville split, a 20-minute trip. Southbound 169 from 94 to 394, just under 10 minutes. Northbound Highway 100, 494 to 94, 694, 15 minutes. That's a look at traffic. I'm Dylan.
Just moments away from kicking off our 20th anniversary gala with a live red carpet broadcast, thanks to Snelling Heating and Cooling. The headliner, Mitch Berg, the closer, Brad Carlson, and Jack Tomczak, set to go with our red carpet broadcast leading up to our sold-out VIP event with Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk. If you didn't get a ticket, you can't make it, well, join us virtually. You've got up until about 6 o'clock to get your virtual ticket. Go to AM1280ThePatriot.com. We will be streaming it live tonight at SalemNow.com.
The Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala may be sold out, but thanks to the power of the interwebs, we have unlimited capacity virtually. Join us from the comfort of home this Wednesday evening at SalemNow.com. Reserve your live stream ticket today. And as a thank you, you'll receive one free movie rental on Salem Now. We're celebrating two decades on air with Kirk and Prager at the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala, supported by Pro-Life Across America.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Sightseeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
It's back to school time, and that means fall weather is just around the corner. Now is a great time to make sure your home heating system is in tip-top shape by calling the Snelling Company for the fall special on a 22-point furnace tune-up. Or maybe it's time to replace that old gas guzzler with a new high-efficiency Train furnace. Snelling Company can provide a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Train furnace for your home. Get ready for winter now by calling the Snelling Company today. Find them on the web, snellingcompany.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Got inflation? Not at PJ's Appliance Outlet. Every day your dollar will buy 40 to 70% more at PJ's Appliance. Hi, this is PJ. We take great pride in separating ourselves from those overpriced big box stores. How? By simply providing over-the-top customer service and great quality products at unbeatable prices. PJ's Appliance Outlet has quickly become the trusted go-to store for brand new scratch and dent appliances. You'll save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on brand new name brand refrigerators, ovens, washers and dryers and dishwashers from trusted brands like LG, Electrolux, Whirlpool, Frigidaire, and many more. We're also the exclusive dealer for the Ilve handmade Italian stoves that you see on the DIY TV shows. Don't pay inflated prices for name brand appliances. Take the short drive to save big, big dollars at PJ's Appliance Outlet. Visit our easy to get to Plymouth showroom today or find us online at pjsapplianceoutlet.com. That's pjsapplianceoutlet.com, where every deal is a steal.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the right station for 20 years.
This is WWTC, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Live from the sold-out Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala.
This is the Red Carpet Pre-Show, supported by Snelling Heating and Cooling.
I love this station. I've been on AM 1280 for 20 years.
1280 The Patriot is composed of truly terrific people.
Congratulations for two great decades on air.
I'm proud to be part of the team.
Happy 20th anniversary.
You guys have kept it real for two decades.
Now, serving up our pre-dinner hors d'oeuvres, here's Mitch Berg, Brad Carlson, and Jack Tomczak from the Northern Alliance Radio Network.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and World. It's the Northern Alliance Radio Network. The whole crew together on one table on the air at the same time for the first time ever since the arrival of the new guy, or at least that was the theory. I'm Mitch Berg, of course, normally heard Saturdays from 1 to 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot. I'm joined by a guy with no nickname yet, but we'll just call him the new guy until we feel more creative. Jack Tomczak, the new fellow on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Welcome.
I'm happy to be here, and thanks for having me. And I'd like to point out that we didn't get to our 20th year without me. So you are welcome.
That's right. Without you, there'd be no 20th anniversary. Brad Carlson is being held up by legions of adoring fans out front right now.
That's amazing how many people just really want to just be near him.
He's like the Justin Bieber of conservative talk. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how if you got it, you got it.
I think we should call him Justin Bieber for the remainder of the
It could be very well be. That's a good idea. So Jack, you've been doing radio off and on for quite some time here right now, but this has been an unusual stretch of time here. For example, we usually do these things a couple times a year where we have these events with people coming in for these events. And by the way, speaking of event, that's what we're here for today, the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala at the Best Western Premier Nicollet Inn in Burnsville. That's right, exactly. That's the crowd cheering Brad. He can't get in yet.
Still can't get in yet.
Still not. By the way, it's brought to you today by Snelling Heating and Cooling. Phil Krinke's crew, as always, on the side of the Angels, bringing Northern Alliance broadcast to you at these sorts of events. Phil should be joining us later, former Dr. No of the Minnesota mm-hmm. House of Representatives, and boy, do we miss him there. And, of course, the event, the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala, being brought to you by Pro-Life Across America. I'd love to have them on board. And, of course, the event itself, got to plug that. It's Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk, and
Brad Carlson.
Brad Carlson.
Those
That's
three.
Right.
Three
the
titans,
superstars.
Three titans of talk radio.
That's right. Dennis and Charlie wonder, hey, why's the crowd gathered around? It's Brad.
Brad Carlson.
So he's expected momentarily here. But these are things we used to do constantly. And then we have this two-year break, obviously. Perhaps you've heard in the audience. Got a little COVID going on. It's been in all the papers. And this is our first attempt to get everyone together, get ourselves into a room with couple hundred of our closest friends mm-hmm. here, And I just think, how much has changed since the last time we did one of these, Jack Tomczyk? About the last time we did one of these, and of course you weren't with the station at that point, but 2 years ago when we had, our last event was literally almost 2 years ago, October 22nd of 2019. That's the level of trivia we have available to us at the station. October 22nd, I think that was also a Dennis Prager event, if I recall. That's right, Dennis Prager, he's one of our regulars. And this was, of course, as we were running up to the 2020 election, Jack Tomczyk,
mm-hmm.
and people were warning us, if you voted for Donald Trump, we will wind up with a dystopian authoritarian hellscape, which will lead to a second civil war.
Well, they were right.
They were right.
Yeah.
This is where we're at here these days, 2 years later. This is, and it's underscored, if nothing else.
Let's go, Brandon.
That's right.
Let's go, Brandon.
That's right. Brandon's got so many well-wishers mm-hmm. out there. It's been great to see America's compassion budding all over the place here. That's right. And by the way, if you're not familiar with the episode here, that's one of those ones where I will give the network television commentator a little bit of a break, because when you come up through broadcasting, you train yourself to not say the seven words George Carlin told you not to say. So I'll give the lady at the NASCAR race a little slack on that here. But
that, many other broadcasters would have handled it not as well.
That's true.
And she's the hero in this one. She did a great job.
Speaking of heroes, Brad Carlson has joined us after working his way in through the mob of adoring fans.
Not all heroes wear capes, but they wear a nice-looking suit with an American flag lapel pin.
Well, there's
so little of your
suit left after the throngs of fans just were tearing at you on your way in.
It's absolutely called Brad Mania here, mm-hmm. absolutely. So,
does that mean that Alec Baldwin's my uncle if I'm Justin Bieber? I think it does.
Yes.
I don't want that distinction now. I'll pass on that, but thanks.
It's theater of the mind. You can be anything you want here. Anyway.
So we're talking about all that has changed in the last 2 years since the Patriot had this type of event.
Which, this is a level of trivia that I suspect you would be completely on top of, Brad Carlson. Our last event, October 22nd, 2019. Hard to believe it's been 2 years, almost to the month, since we last gathered together with a couple hundred of our best friends.
Was that for Michelle Malkin?
I think it was Dennis Prager, wasn't it?
It was Prager.
Yep.
That's right. Dennis was Larry with it. Yeah, Larry Elder and Dennis Prager.
Larry Elder, Dennis Prager. Always a great time. And by the way, I got to say, I was a little bit bereft that Larry Elder did not win the recall election. That's another thing that's happened. Talk radio hosts running for governors of major states. That's another major change in the last 2 years here. And of course, if he'd won, he would be the first time I would have ever closed down a bar with a governor of California. So,
same.
That's right. You were there, too. That's right. His first
trip. He even implored the cooking staff to keep the kitchen open a little bit longer so we can have some appetizers.
The guy can move mountains. Keeping a hotel kitchen open after hours.
That was pretty wild,
It really was. So, So we're looking forward to seeing Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk. Of course, Dennis Prager. A regular. I mean, I don't know how many times you and I have shared a table with Dennis Prager in the past. I think it's closing in on 10 times for me in the last 18 years here.
Yeah, I get it, Mitch. I'm the new guy. I get it.
That's right.
I've never met Dennis Prager. Fine.
You'll get your shot here,
I'm
by the way.
I'm going to take my shot here.
That's right. And of course, Charlie Kirk, completely unknown quantity. I've yet to meet Charlie Kirk. This will be a first here. So
same here.
And if you're in part of the audience, I don't know what the exact audience is here tonight. So 350, you say? 150.
750. That's amazing.
That's a massive crowd.
Brad Carlson.
And by the way, this thing sold out unnaturally fast, so there's a huge appetite out there. And I want to talk about the appetite for conservatism that seems to be brewing out there and what the Minnesota Republican Party can do about that in the next segment here. I think that'd be an interesting subject here. But at any rate, we have a good crowd coming in here, and by the way, the doors open at about 5 o'clock, I believe. So if you're wondering when this whole thing tees up here, that's when that happens here. But well, hope you can join us. And if you haven't bought your tickets, and you had to be out quick on the stick for this, because I don't know if you've been the new guy, Jack. I don't know if you've been through many of these events here, but the Narn table sold out faster than a Springsteen concert at the Meadowlands. I mean, it was just zing, they're gone, which kind of makes me pretty happy for something that started basically as a joke 5 years ago.
Oh, remember it well. Yeah.
That's right. If you joke about it, it will happen.
Was the joke?
Oh, I just started joking on the air. Brad and I think just started joking on the air about how we needed to have a NARN table at the next event,
I think it was former Senator Jen Olson, old lady, called up and said, I'd like to sit at the NARN table. And they're like, wait, what? NARN table?
I was listening.
Yeah, what could they say? Okay.
Sure, we'll the NARN table. That exists. That's a real, actual thing.
So God bless Jen Olson. She kind of took it and ran with it, and here it is all these years later.
And we took it and ran with it as well. The Kevin Costner line, if you joke about it enough, they will set it up for it. It's been a sellout ever since. I mean, we've never not sold out the NARN table in record time, and every year is a new record.
I think we have the gravitas now to start bucking for that NARN cruise, the NARN boat cruise.
NARN cruise on the St. Croix, the NARN charter flight to Monte Carlo. I think we got also.
General manager's not paying attention.
This year, the NARN table is actually in the room with all the rest of the tables, too. So, that's a new thing.
You joke.
Yes, I do.
But we have been out in the hall in the past.
Got to start somewhere.
Just turn dark real quick.
Work your way up. Oh, no. It's all good. It's all among friends here. So, anyway. So, lots of stuff to talk about. We are on the air, thanks to the good offices of Phil Krinke at Snelling Heating and Cooling, for the next 2 hours here from 4 till 6 today, doing the red carpet treatment, which occurs to me. That's one thing in broadcasting that you have both of you, Jack and Brad, have over on me. You've actually done the real red carpet thing at the Miss Minnesota pageant.
This is
the closest I've ever been to a red carpet in my life.
And it's kind of off-color red. Looks more like maroon there, but we'll go with it.
Kind of a paisley kind of pattern as well.
It's been quite a number of years since I've done the Miss Minnesota pageant, because my role as MC was unceremoniously stolen from me by some ne'er-do-well on AM 1280 the Patriot.
I've said many a times, you Packer fans will appreciate this, I'm Brett Favre to Jack's Don Majkowski. That's kind of how it goes.
How dare you?
Well, we will come back and unpack
that here. I'm
going to
say that line for the roast.
That's right. There's a 10th anniversary party for you right there, idea. We'll come back with that and much more when we return. We've got to take a quick break. This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the entire Northern Alliance Radio Network for the first time. Jack Tomczyk, Brad Carlson, I'm Mitch Berg. Coming back from the the Best Western premiere at Nicollet Inn in Burnsville at the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala, brought to you by Snelling Heating and Cooling. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hey, congrats to AM 1280 The Patriot for providing two decades of intelligent talk.
Your investments truly diversified. Dr. Sebastian Gorka here for Midas Gold Group. We are seeing rampant inflation, a barrage of cyber attacks, and government proposals that would eliminate much of our financial privacy. True financial diversification may come from assets your financial advisor doesn't offer. Physical gold is one of the very few profitable investments that is truly private, hedges inflation, and can't disappear in a cyber attack. Learn more about ownership of gold from the only company I trust when buying gold and silver. Veteran owned and operated Midas Gold Group. And Midas Gold Group can even show you how to use your existing IRA to own gold tax-free. Call Midas today for a free report at 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. 855-322-4653 or online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
My name is Johnny. I am 61 years old, a handyman. You know, Balance of Nature is a very good product. I'd heard about it on the radio. So I tried it and started going, and it took about a month for it to start working. And I felt great. I felt like I did when I was 20. I was like, this is real food. And then I started looking into it more and found out that it really was. It was all the vegetables and all the fruit that your body really needs. The right kind of food going into your body really helps your body all around. I mean, it helps you see better. It helps you think better. I've noticed my dreams are better with Balance of Nature. It's been great. If you're seriously considering doing something healthy, this will supplement what you need.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code GORKA.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
Searching for ways to strengthen your daily walk? Visit crosswalk.com. From devotionals to Christian living topics, movie reviews to marriage and financial articles, and so much more. The intersection of faith and life, crosswalk.com.
The division of Salem Media Group.
Patriot traffic from the IneedMoreHair.com traffic center.
In the traffic center, westbound set of 94, slow hang up at Hiawatha. 35E to the tunnel at just over 15 minutes. Eastbound side of 94, jamming at 394 and then again at Hamlin. The tunnel to 35E at 20 minutes. Eastbound side of 494, busy at East Bush Lake to Penn. Highway 212 to 94, 694 at 35 minutes. Delays on the westbound side of the crosstown starting at 28th Avenue to Bloomington. Also on the eastbound crosstown, backing up at Lindale. On the southbound side of 35W, crash at 66th, slowing at the crosstown, downtown Minneapolis to the Burnsville split at 20 minutes. That's a look at traffic. I'm Dylan.
Congratulations to AM 1280, The Patriot, for providing two decades of intelligent talk.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Best Western Premier Nicola Inn as we await the arrival of the other stars, other than Brad Carlson. That would be Dennis Prager and Charlie Kirk for the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala brought to you, this live broadcast brought to you by Snelling Heating and Cooling, the place to go for your heating and your cooling needs.
I feel like we should be on a frozen lake when we're teasing that particular sponsor, you know?
I feel a little chilly just talking about Phil Krinke every time. Oh, that's right. We get to have Jack out at Holes for Heroes this year. That'll be fun.
Frozen Lake, yeah. You can be out there a whole 4 hours if you want.
Can we make that happen? We will see. Sounds fun, though.
It is. Actually, it's a blast. But, yeah, definitely something to look forward to. We'll connect later on that here. So we started off talking about all the things that are very vastly different over this last 2 years almost since we last had one of these broadcasts. But one thing that hasn't changed is a Minnesota Republican Party that just keeps punching under its weight. And I'm reminded of a time that I think may have been the first time I ever met you in person, Jack Thompson.
Okay.
It was just a little over 10 years ago. I think it may have been January of 2011, right after the Tea Party sweep of the Minnesota House and Senate, where Tom Emmer fell short for a variety of reasons in the governor's race, by just a hair in the governor's race for a variety of reasons. And we were sitting at the state central meeting, you and I. And
at the Thunderbird?
At the Thunderbird. Okay. The late and lamented Thunderbird. And Michael Broadcorb, at one time a co-host of the show, got up on stage and just lambasted the Emmer campaign.
I remember this. Yes.
Tore them a new one from this, which just felt a little bit like building a pyramid of human skulls at the Rose Parade. It was just felt so bizarrely out of place. And that was about the time that the parties, that the state that the Sutton administration had let the party in, just started to come out, as I recall here. People started to realize, they are how much in debt here right now? And I'm reminded of that because after 10 years, and almost 11 now, nothing seems to have changed. After a couple of different party administrations, the Minnesota Republican Party is still mired in debt, mired in controversy, mired in muck and mire. I think it's the only way to put it. Jack Tomczak, you know where some of the bodies are buried here.
Yep. I was a critic of the state party from like when I got involved in politics back in 1999,
right?
Maybe even before that, and was critical of the Sutton Broadcorp regime as well. And then when that whole thing fell apart and it was revealed how much debt they were in, and Pat Shortridge stepped up to be the chair to
get out of that. I stopped criticizing the state party and the state party chair because I figured anybody who's willing to voluntarily step into that mess and do something positive,
right.
I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
And I probably went one chair too far into giving the benefit of the doubt on that because Jennifer Carnahan just managed to take what had been done to revive the party and just went in a different bad direction.
Now, without going into the fracas of this last couple of months with Jennifer Carnahan.
Thank God.
Yeah, and you went into it in great depth last weekend on your show, one of the better monologues I've heard lately.
Like better than anything Brad Carlson could do?
I wasn't going to say anything, Jack.
And best monologue ever heard Jack give.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's
yeah.
true.
That's true. That's right. It was that. And far and away, in fact, like no contest, best you've ever done. But you went over your history in the party with former Chairwoman Carnahan. But let's talk about the rebuilding under Shortridge. Let's just talk about the nuts and bolts and the numbers and the momentum that got lost after the brief period of rebuilding under Shortridge.
I don't know if the momentum was lost after Shortridge. Yeah. Keith Downey, I did not criticize and was just like, that place isn't on fire, so I'm happy.
Mm-hmm. Slow, steady improvement was my impression. Yeah,
yeah, and there were some issues with getting national money into Minnesota because of the reputation that our state party had. And by the time Jennifer Carnahan became chair, I think that was fixed. Or early on, she continued with the repairing. Like I don't think she started out as big of a mess as things ended. So I think we were on an upswing for a good 6 years there.
A slow, steady improvement. I mean, the debt shrinking bit by bit. The image of the party improving over time. The party never quite winning any state races, but certainly doing the needful. I know. And when Carnahan came on the scene, I know Brad, you and I. Both. I gave her the benefit of the doubt. I was still a party activist at the time. I think I may have cast my vote for her once upon a time. But your impression, talk about your impressions of Carnahan and her regime as they evolved over time, Brad Carlson.
Yeah, well, I actually first met her at the Minnesota State Fair. This would have been, I guess, a few months after she was first elected, so summer of 2017. Right. In fact, Jack introduced me to her. Mm-hmm. Jack was there doing his
podcast,
not late podcast because it's still going, just
right.
Without you. But
is it really still going though?
Let's be honest. Yeah. But my first impression, were just to be totally 100% honest, was very businesslike, very cold and impersonal. Didn't offend me in the least because I kind of take Jack's attitude. Look, if the place isn't on fire, if it's not completely imploding, like we've seen, okay, we'll take a focused, business-minded person. I did admire kind of her moxie a little bit because she had a T-shirt. I forget what T-shirt she was wearing. It was I don't even remember what the T-shirt. I think it was probably a MAGA T-shirt, Make America Great Again. And right next door at the WCCO booth, Al Franken was being interviewed.
Yeah.
Okay, and this was before his whole scandal, you know. But to sit on the front row with that T-shirt totally trolling him, I'm like, okay, you know, that's
Brad,
it on
same day, same event. I thought that Jennifer Carnahan was going to be just maybe too uptight for my preference at least. And then she went over there during Franken. I was like, oh, well, she's willing to mix it up a little bit, so that's a good sign. And then Paul Thiessen walked by, and she said, who's that?
Whoops.
I'm like, boy.
Yeah, there were opportunities. I know. I was introduced to Carnahan while she was running for state senate, when she was running her long shot race in downtown Minneapolis.
Anybody who does that.
Exactly.
Good on you.
Yeah, major points. She was introduced to me by our good mutual friend, Margaret Martine, who was also running a dark horse race in Minneapolis. I figure anyone that Margaret introduces me to is worth some airtime. And
I used to think that,
great.
Too, until now. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, everyone eventually gets a swing and a miss.
And while Jennifer Carnahan was knocking doors during that, I guess it was 2016 state senate campaign, that's where she first met Anton Lazaro.
Oh, I was, okay. I did not know that.
Knocking in his condominium building, yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh. Connect the dots, people.
There you go.
Seriously, so we're down under about a minute here, so maybe this holds off for the next segment here. But when we come back, I'd like to talk about, I mean, we all had good first impressions, or at least neutral first. I mean, Brad says cold.
Hopeful.
Hopeful first impressions. Brad said cold and impersonal. I'm a small town.
She was 4 months in, so
yeah,
it was fine.
I was a small town Scandinavian guy. Cold and impersonal is the norm where I come from. So this is
fair enough.
Absolutely. So let's talk about where things went off the rails and why I from my point of view, it matters when we come back. But we got to take a break here right now. This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network live at the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala at the Best Western Premier Nicollet Inn in Burnsville. If you've got a ticket, you know you've got a ticket. The doors open in about a half hour for dinner. It's a sellout house. All of the celebrity tables, Dennis, Charlie, and of course the Narn table, have been sold out since moments into the whole thing, and all the rest of the tables sold out in record time as well. So people are chomping at the bit, which is what makes this whole party turmoil thing so frustrating. We'll be back to talk more about that in just a moment here. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. We'll be right back. When you drink my
It's King Banyan from the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Happy 20th anniversary, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Patriot traffic from the IneedMoreHair.com traffic center.
And the traffic center, westbound 94, hanging up at Hiawatha to Lindale, 35E to the tunnel at 20 minutes. Eastbound 94, jamming at 394, and then again in the construction at Hamlin, the tunnel to 35E at a half hour. Eastbound 494, busy at East Bush Lake to Penn, Highway 212 to 94, 694 at 35 minutes. Backing up on the eastbound crosstown from Lindale to Bloomington, also the westbound crosstown heavy at Xerxes to Highway 100. Southbound set at 35W, earlier crash at 66, still causing a hangup from the crosstown. And on the northbound side of Highway 100, 494 to 94, 694, 20 minutes.
AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio. We are live from our 20th anniversary gala. With our red carpet broadcast with the Northern Alliance Radio Network. And big thanks to Snelling Heating and Cooling for making this possible. Again, if you didn't get a ticket for the event tonight, you can join us virtually. Go to am1280thepatriot.com or salemnow.com. $12.99, you can stream the event with Charlie Kirk and Dennis Prager. The whole event tonight brought to you by Pro-Life Across America.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Well, I moved into the house in the summer of 2018, and the siding was terrible. Hi, I'm Dave from Matamidi. I got a hold of JTR through friends. It almost looked like a giraffe. There were dark stains where the water had saturated the old paint that was on it, but there were other things that needed addressing, and there were a multitude of things. From putting doors in and railings and doing some electrical and things like that, all of which JTR gladly folded into the contract and took care of for me. It was an amazing transformation. In fact, my brother-in-law, who had visited before we had the siding done, when he came back about a month after it had been done, he stopped out in front of the house and called me and said, "What's your address again?" Because he couldn't believe the difference.
Contact JTR Roofing now for your siding, roofing, and window needs.
Have you been charged with a gun crime? Have you lost your gun rights due to an old criminal offense? Have you been denied a permit to carry or a purchase of a firearm? I'm attorney Kelly Keegan, and I can help. Contact us for a free consultation at KeeganLawOffice.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DinoVite.com.
I just tried this wonderful, Catalicious Dinovite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dinovite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dinovite, I took the advice from Dinovite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dinovite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
It's back to school time, and that means fall weather is just around the corner. Now is a great time to make sure your home heating system is in tip-top shape by calling the Snelling Company for the fall special on a 22-point furnace tune-up. Or maybe it's time to replace that old gas guzzler with a new high-efficiency Train furnace. Snelling Company can provide a free estimate on a new high-efficiency Train furnace for your home. Get ready for winter now by calling the Snelling Company today. Find them on the web, snellingcompany.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
It's Brad Carlson from the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Happy 20th anniversary, AM 1280 The Patriot.
AM 1280 The Patriot, Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Best Western Premier Nicollet Inn in Burnsville as we await the start of the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala with Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk. Broadcast brought to you by Snelling Heating and Cooling. I should point, people ask us, hey, wait, we were asleep at the switch. We didn't get our tickets in time. You had to really be on the ball. You had to be one of those mega fans who waits by your radio and your computer or phone or whatever constantly to get these tickets. This is a fast-moving ticket. What can
9 days it sold out.
Nine days the whole thing sold out. And the Narn table sold out, and I believe it was 47 seconds.
Right.
I had that on good authority.
Something along those
so
lines.
So many approximately family members that we're going to be sitting with tonight.
You know, it's you go with what you can in this racket. Let me tell you, Jack. Well, you'll learn this stuff over time. At any rate, if you missed your ticket, you can still check out the event, but you got about an hour and a half to do it. You can get tickets for the live stream. That's watching it on your computer, your phone, your device, whatever. You can buy those at am1280thepatriot.com. You can get those right now. You can get signed up. And if you sign up before 6 p.m. sharp, not 6:01 and 1 second, no, 6 o'clock sharp is the deadline, you buy your live stream ticket. You can watch the whole event live. Now, if you're late, you can watch it after the event and watch the replay. But buy your live stream tickets at am1280thepatriot.com. Look for the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala banner at the station website, and you can sign up for the live stream, watch the whole thing live, just with the rest of us. Even get your questions in, because that's what the AM 1280 The Patriot app is for. All of the questions going to Charlie and Dennis will be going up there via the AM 1280 The Patriot app. So even we, the three of us with the premiere, the superstar seats, the live broadcast, the whole nine yards, we got to get our questions in the queue on the AM 1280 The Patriot app. So all roads to happiness, at least as far as the station goes, lead through that app. So forewarned is forearmed. Get your live streaming tickets if you're not heading down here to join us right now. So there, the needful has been done.
All right.
So, Jack, Tom Zach, Brad Carlson, and myself, Mitch Berg, the members of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. The thing that frustrates me so much about these contortions of the Republican Party is that, as we mentioned at the beginning of the last segment, Jack, it has been 10 years since the party has been in one form of financial or organizational dysfunction or another, starting with the Sutton Broadcorp years, slowly improving during the Keith Downey years and the Shortridge years, and then blammo, here we are. Here we are where we're in a year that, according to all the polls, should be a banner year for Republicans nationwide as we head towards midterms here, where Joe Biden's approval rating is somewhere down below Saddam Hussein, granted, long after Hussein's death.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brett. That's exactly right. We have a popular movement mocking our president of the United States in a way that I haven't seen in quite some time. And opportunity nationwide, and yet again, as with professional sports, Minnesota Republican Party seems to be staging itself to snatch defeat from the jaws of victory.
I think that would have been true a week ago.
Really?
Or 2 weeks ago or a month ago. But I think things are going to be different. Things are going to be better. I don't know how well you know David Hahn.
I've talked with him on the air many times.
But the things that have handicapped the Republican Party, both this scandal and probably the previous scandal, was arrogance and hubris. And David Hahn doesn't have those things. What we need in a state Republican Party is just a competent organization who doesn't make really easy to avoid mistakes. And David Hahn is a smart guy and a good person, and he's not going to make the mistakes that have been made.
You know, it's Brad Carlson. I feel sometimes as a Minnesota Republican, and granted, part of it's because I'm from St. Paul, where it's even more so, and all of these things are magnified. But I feel like, as a Republican in Minnesota, sort of like a Minnesota sports fan, or like Bruce Springsteen's famous dog that's been beat too much, it's hard not to feel fatalistic sometimes. I mean, Jack sounds optimistic here with the election of Dave.
You
Hamm.
Have no idea how weird it is for me to feel optimistic.
Oh no,
this is a
I
big
do.
Moment.
Oh, believe me, I
We're
do.
We're soaking it in. Yes.
I do. And I can't quite get there. Brad, how are you feeling about the Minnesota Republican Party at this juncture?
Well, I think there is an opportunity, and even the minute that conservative rag, the Minnesota Reformer, not so much, they even pointed out, look, the Republicans have a clear advantage in one issue and one big issue that's still prevalent on people's minds, crime.
Yes.
What's going on with crime and how people trust Republicans to handle that issue.
I'm against it.
Yeah, I am too. Apparently the governor and the mayor of Minneapolis, not so much, but that is an opportunity with solid messaging. There's the caveat, solid messaging. There are some possible inroads here, no question.
Well, let's talk about the party's messaging when we come back, because we have people in the room who know a bit about that. Mitch Berg with Jack Tomczak, Brad Carlson, Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Patriots 20th Anniversary Gala, brought to you by Snelling Heating and Cooling. Go nowhere. We'll be right back. Hey,
much pain I was in tears. That's the day I ordered Relief Factor. Following directions, in 8 days I found relief, only to get better and better. I'm a believer 100%. That's her story. It should be your story. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me. What have you got to lose? Well, except the pay. Do it today. It costs just $19.95. That translates to less than a dollar a day. What can you get for less than a dollar a day? Can't even get a cup of coffee. But you may get liberated from your pain. Call 800-500-8384. That number, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. Football is back, and so is tailgating. Whether it's Friday Night Lights, Saturday College, or Pro Sundays, Solaire portable infrared grills set up fast and heat up quickly. Only 3 minutes to searing hot temperatures, just like the big backyard Solaires. The Solaire grills will make you the master of the tailgater with the juiciest, most flavorful food in the parking lot. The fast grilling times leave you more time to talk up your team, and they cool down fast so you won't miss a minute of the game. The Solaire Anywhere and Solaire Everywhere portable infrared grills are perfect for any grilling on the go, from picnics to camping, RVs to boating, but especially tailgating. And they're made in the USA with the confidence of a 100-year-old family business. Amaze your tailgating friends with Solaire infrared grills. Learn more about these fantastic grills at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. besthotgrill.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
American pressure.
Your pressure washer needs the right accessories. Those are the tools you use to get your job done. We are proud to offer Minnesota-made products like the Aqua Rocket Rotating Nozzle and Hydroflex's line of hydro excavating tools, including their Switchblade and their legendary Ripsaw Nozzle. All quality and all made in Minnesota. Call us today at 763-521-4442.
Do you love to cook or have a favorite Blue Ribbon dish? Then you need to enter your favorite recipe sweepstakes to submit that delicious recipe. The winning entry will receive a year's worth of fine meats from Good Ranchers, a $1,400 value, and get a $1,000 Williams-Sonoma shopping spree. Increase your chances of winning by entering once each day. So start cooking and enter now at am1280thepatriot.com/recipes.
Patriot traffic from the ineedmorehair.com traffic center.
In the traffic center, westbound 94 hanging up at Hiawatha to Lindale, 35E to the tunnel at 20 minutes. Eastbound 94 jamming at 394 and then again in the construction at Hamlin. The tunnel to 35E at a half hour. Eastbound 494, busy at East Bush Lake to Penn, Highway 212 to 94, 694 at 35 minutes. backing up on the eastbound crosstown from Lindale to Bloomington. Also, the westbound crosstown heavy at Xerxes to Highway 100. Southbound set at 35W. Earlier crash at 66, still causing a hang-up from the crosstown. And on the northbound side of Highway 100, 494 to 94, 694, 20 minutes.
20 years strong. This is AM 1280, The Patriot.
It's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, live at the Best Western Premier Nicollet Inn in Burnsville, tucked in on Han County Road 42 between 35W and 35E, almost the apex of that angle right there. I'm with, speaking of apex, apexes, the Jack Toms. Darn tootin' I am.
What I like about you, Mitch, is you're so old. Like, all of your radio is very old-fashioned.
You're right.
You are darn tootin'.
That's right. And I'm still angling for that gig at the Good Neighbor here sometime in my career here, too. That should tell you something. Jack Tomczak, the voice you hear on the other end of the table here, from the new guy from who's heard every Saturday from 3 to 5 right after me. He's got me for a lead-in. Lucky fella.
Very lucky.
That's
darn tootin'.
Darn tootin'. There, you got it. And Brad Carlson.
Darn tootin'.
Of course, that's the conciliary back in the studio.
I should have known. Yeah.
That's right. You can tell by the music and, of course, the fastest drop-in in the West here. Brad Carlson every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 12A, The Patriot, the closer edition of the Northern Alliance. So we were by the way, brought to you by Snelling Heating and Cooling. And, of course, you can still buy tickets to the live stream if you don't have tickets to the event. Go to AM12AThePatriot.com. Do it in the next hour and 14 minutes. That'll give you a 13-second cushion to actually watch this whole thing live. So, Jack Tomczak, Brad Carlson, we were talking about, okay, we have a new chair, Dave Han, who's Mr. Quiet, Mr. Competent, Mr. No, I mean, here, fingers crossed, here we're hoping, because we thought that about other people recently. But so let's talk about the messaging that the GOP needs to turn the last 14 years of electoral misery on the statewide basis into the victory that could be waiting out there, given the popularity polls for even Governor Klink that we've been seeing. I'll let you go first, Jack Thompson.
Do we have time for a story? Yes? Okay, I'll tell
a
story.
We have time for a story, yes.
Sometime last year, 2020, presidential year, we had when I was working at the state party as a communications director, we had a meeting about how we were going to win. And one of the things talked about is how we needed to be on message. I remember writing on a notepad, message, on the top, and then in the middle, just a big question mark. And I showed it to one of the higher ups, not Carnahan, and I said, "What is our message?" And she looked at me like, "I don't know." So having a message, doesn't matter what it is, just a message, will be helpful.
Yep.
And I think David Han, he knows enough about the issues, he knows enough about history that he can pick an issue. He can pick a message, and it'll be a good one, and we just need to have that.
Yes.
That'll be a step in the right direction.
And crime's a big one, obviously.
Yep.
I mean, you even hear some fairly unthinkable-sounding people. When Don Samuels, a longtime Northside Minneapolis firebrand, starts coming across making noises that sound like they're more or less congruent with what could be a winning GOP message, you know the lions are lying down with the lambs out there. Brad Carlson, anything else that you can see from your vantage point?
Yeah, I mean, just the opportunity that's there to support statewide candidates. We've had some really close races. The one that really stands out to me, I think it was 2014 when Doc Severson
that's right,
was running against, what do you call him, Bugsy Malone? Mark Ritchie.
Mark Ritchie, that's right.
Secretary of State. Doc was within a point and had hardly any support from the state party.
Yeah.
Now, if you would have said, okay, we're not going to win all these statewide races, but let's hone in on the ones that we actually have an opportunity. And there was a real opportunity there, and we blew it.
Yeah.
So it's to provide the support. I mean, the state candidates, the onus is on them, obviously, to provide their message. What is their message? What is their campaign slogan, strategy, what have you? But the party apparatus needs to be strong to support them in that message. And hearing what I heard from 2020, that's not a good sign. But going forward, I think there's a real opportunity, obviously, in 2022.
If you want to win elections, if you set it as your goal to help candidates, you have a much better chance of winning elections and helping candidates. If your goal is self-promotion of the person in charge of the party, the odds of you helping candidates or winning elections, it goes down quite a bit. So just having the right goal, going toward the right thing, is going to make a big difference.
Now, and since you are someone who knows where some of the political bodies are buried,
Brad's yard.
Both of you. Yeah, that's right. And he's got
that's
a wonderful yard for it, by the way.
Because nobody would expect Brad.
Next to some of our belated cats, too.
Yeah, it's
always a weird night, Brad. Always a weird
night. Boy, is this effort going on. I'm going to drag us back on the rails here. Well,
please
maybe.
Do.
We'll see.
Please do. Yeah.
The thing that about the whole Carnahan fiasco that perhaps surprised me the most, other than the whole best pal a porn merchant, that whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Who had that on their bingo card? Not me.
That was a surprise to me. Another one that was a surprise was this idea that the Carnahan regime at the party was working fairly blatantly for Tim Pawlenty.
That was news to me as well. Okay. I wasn't at the party when that happened, and that was I learned about that when everybody else learned about that. And that's weird. I think that comes from a chair who did not come up through the party and does not have the respect for the party that a lot of people who do come up through the party have.
Yeah.
And it shows how ineffective the state Republican Party is. If they couldn't get former two-term Governor Tim Pawlenty elected in a primary.
Yeah.
Hmm? Yeah.
From Brad Carlson, observations on the fire drill, apparently, the in messaging and support that happened at the party.
Yeah, well, I think obviously we've heard about the financial issues, certainly doesn't help. And now can that trust be rebuilt? That's another thing. It's just like, okay, trust us. We got it right again this time, we promise, after a couple of previous regimes that ended up flaming out for whatever reason. But, yeah, I think what it all comes down to what is going to be most important to voters. I mean, a lot of this stuff that's happened within the state party, people who maybe don't pay attention until election day, it's going to be inside baseball. But they know how crime is affecting their specific neighborhoods. They knew how, to borrow your phrase, Governor Klink's ham-fisted mandates during the COVID crisis, how that
I like your very current pop culture references,
adversely affected their lives. That's what they're going to be focused upon, these voters, and that's what we got to keep their attention on.
I will be leading with a photo of the rubble of Lloyd's Pharmacy on the corner down the street from my house here. By the way, they're not old references. They're eternal references, Tom Zak. We are the Northern Alliance Radio Network live at the Patriot 20th Anniversary Gala. Holy cow, 20 years of doing this, along with going on 18 years of doing this Northern Alliance broadcast, we'll have you know as well. Another hour coming up when we return on the Northern Alliance Radio Network, brought to you by the Snelling Heating and Air Heating and Cooling. We'll be right back.
And then they make massive donations to evil organizations like Planned Parenthood, to gun control organizations, to social media that wants to censor you. Why would you fund your enemies? Go with the only Christian conservative cell phone company, Patriot Mobile. They have plans to fit every budget, extra discounts for first responders and for veterans, and they're on your side. They've proven it. They have donated tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars to the causes you believe in, the sanctity of life, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and they have the same nationwide cell phone coverage with the same towers as the big guys. But they're on your side. Call them today, 972-PATRIOT. You can keep your old phone number. The switch is super easy. That's 972-728-7468. Or just go to patriotmobile.com/GORKA. patriotmobile.com/GORKA.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Hi again. This is Tim Oberg from the Kingdom Builders Roofers. Hey, if we're paying attention, we can see that we live in a crazy and broken world. It's easy to look at all the turmoil and let fear start to creep in. But take heart. We know God is ultimately in control. In Isaiah 41:10, he says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." God is saying, don't be afraid. He will not fail us. He is with us. He knows us by name, and He is working all these things out for our own good. I know that's sometimes tough to focus on when we're in the middle of trouble. It's been said that fear not is in the Bible 365 times. Whether that's accurate or not, Jesus said in Matthew 10:31, do not fear. Hearing it once from Jesus should be sufficient for us. Keep focused on Him and His Word and be encouraged. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to reach out to us at thekingdombuilders.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy.
Congrats to AM 1280 The Patriot for providing two decades of intelligent talk.
Morning, Gord. Evening, Grace, America.
No, I can't do it. Brad does the Hugh Hewitt impression.
The Browns are going to the Super Bowl, Mitch Berg. You can bank it.
Oh, boy. And after 20 years, you may actually have a point here.
Yeah, I think
know.
So, yeah.
We'll do sports talk later on here. We are the Northern Alliance Radio Network, sans Hugh Hewitt, but with Dennis Prager, Charlie Kirk showing up for a 20th anniversary gala here. In fact, I believe the stars may be heading into the building. The doors appear to be opening for dinner right now, so you've been waiting for the doors to open. Get on in here. And if you didn't, by the way, you can still buy live stream tickets for about the next hour and watch the entire event live and record it after the fact if you want to take notes and have it for your enrichment later on here. So that's all available for the next hour at am12athepatriot.com. By the way, the entire broadcast tonight brought to you by Snelling Heating and Cooling. Phil Krenke should be joining this broadcast a little later on in the evening here. He's always great to have around for these things, as well as maybe a forecast for Holes for Heroes coming up, because he's a perennial sponsor of our broadcast out on the ice as well. So we'll perhaps get some predictions from him on that here. So, haven't done one of these before, Jack Tom Zach. This short segment here, but impressions so far
of the event.
Yeah,
it's fantastic. I'm glad that the crowd went after Brad and not me.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to wear the suit home.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah,
and Brad's in tatters. I think that's great.
That's right. We should have given Brad the secret back entrance to the building.
The
here.
Sunday people need to be famous too.
Mitch. That's true.
So I'm glad that Brad's getting the love.
Well, that's the nice thing about this station is the weekend is where the real action is here, and it's the part that does actually dominate all media in the Twin Cities here. Mm-hmm. I mean, the weekday people, got to have them, got to fill those extra 5 days here, but the weekends are where the action is here at AM 12A The Patriot. Well, of course, Dennis Prager heard 11 to 2 every weekday on AM 12A The Patriot, and Charlie Kirk, 11 p.m. till 2 a.m., on AM 12A, the Patriot, also a Patriot, and also noon to 3 on our sister station, Freedom 1570.
Even though they're weekday guys, I see big things in their futures.
They've got potential.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of scrappy kids.
They'll get there.
Yeah, I think when those two get together, you can throw away the record book, Brad Carlson.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll welcome them here and enjoy the company tonight. That is for certain. So
they came to play,
even
absolutely.
Though they're not weekends, we'll take them in.
So. You know, they got to start somewhere, and they're doing a good job. We couldn't be prouder of them. So we're looking forward to talking with them here in a little bit. Of course, we will be holding court at the Narn table starting in about a half hour here. We're going to be going and meeting a bunch of our closest friends who have done us the great honor of paying money to come out and see us here, which always blows my mind. I mean, yes, we were able to joke our way into having a Narn table 4 or 5 years ago, just suggesting that we do it, and there it is.
But once it became the rousing success that we knew it would be,
absolutely,
we
never
had
a doubt.
Station to buy in. So.
But then we have people who
pay money, and not just money, but a little extra premium over the regular price to come to these events to see little old us. And that is fun and humbling and wonderful and just the highlight of my week every time. And I'm looking forward to this a lot. Absolutely. Brad Carlson, Jack Tomczak, myself, Mitch Berg joining. We'll be back with you here in another couple minutes here for the second hour of our live broadcast at the Best Western Pass Premier Nicollet Inn in Burnsville, brought to you by Snelling Heating and Cooling. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
You darn tootin'.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
I should have done it sooner. That's a comment heard often from satisfied patients at ineedmorehair.com. Dennis Prager here. If you've been exploring solutions for your hair loss, go to ineedmorehair.com and see what they're doing for men and women like you. The consultations are free and the results are amazing. You'll be under the care of some of the most experienced hair transplant specialists in the country. Their doctors have given patients from around the world, including notable Hollywood personalities, a full head of hair. They can do the same for you. Their technique is so advanced that their results are guaranteed in writing and their prices are the best in the business. If you have hair loss, don't put this off another day. Contact ineedmorehair.com at their office in Eagan for your free consultation. Experience you can trust, prices you can afford. Today is the day to get a permanent solution to your hair loss at ineedmorehair.com. Happy.
Happy. Happy 20.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.